welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I know it's been a crazy day. And so we'll talk a little bit about the election results with our guest. Benjamin Bernstein is here with us. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but also we're going to be talking about revolutionary astrology and rapid awakening. So luckily for us, we have had Benjamin on the show before. Always so much fun, so much wisdom. Oh my goodness. So I'm so excited about today to see, you know, exactly what we're going to talk about, what we're going to share with you. I know we're going to take some live caller questions. We're going to learn how you can fast track your personal growth and spiritual awakening with a rare and powerful astrological alignment that's running between November 12th and January 16th. So we'll talk to Benjamin about that. You can call in to have Benjamin answer your personal question by looking at your astrology chart. We're going to learn how 8 magic words can help you enjoy the harmony and flow of embodied awakening. And we're going to learn how Benjamin's donation-based program called EASE, Embodied Awakening Support Experience, can help you deepen your spiritual awakening. So I'm so excited. And for those of you who do not know Benjamin, Austin Shaman, Benjamin Bernstein, will discuss the revolutionary astrological alignments affecting us all right now. And we'll do mini readings for the callers. He'll also describe how you can dramatically accelerate your spiritual awakening with his free, simple Heal and Awaken invocations and his donation-based program called EASE, the Embodied Awakening Support Experience. And, you know, when Benjamin has been on the call before, on the show before, the healing has been really amazing and wonderful. And the astrology, he just blew me away with all of his wisdom and information that he had. So I'm so excited to welcome Benjamin. Benjamin, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back, Shefali.
I'm so glad you're here, Benjamin, to talk, especially today. I mean, we didn't plan this at all, but I mean, astrologically, today was quite an intense day, wasn't it?
It was. I woke up expecting Hillary to be president, and it turned out to be Donald Trump. So surprise, surprise.
I was, you know, like I said before, when I woke up this morning, because I'm 6 hours ahead of you, I asked, you know, the universe, okay, who is winning today? And I got the answer, Donald Trump. So when I went on to the computer and I started looking at the results, I was not surprised to see Donald Trump leading, you know, but it was still interesting to see how everyone was voting, and then afterwards how everyone has been reacting all over social media and everywhere. Can you tell us a little bit of, you know, about what's going on?
Right. Well, as the biggest picture of all, we are still under the influence of a Uranus-Pluto square. This has been going on for many years now. It peaked 2012 through 2015, and it's in its waning phase now, but it's still very much active. And these two planets together create revolutionary transformation. That's their gig. They were conjunct back in the 60s, and anyone who knows anything knows the 60s were a crazy breakout decade all over the world. Mm-hmm. Now they've come to this square, and it's the same flavor with different details. You know, Right. Things are changing. There's a lot of shock and surprise and revolution. And just as it was in the 60s, they were conjunct 64 to 66, but the biggest year of the 60s in terms of big change was 68. What Uranus-Pluto seems to do is, while they're actually making their exact connections, they're planting seeds, and there are some changes happening, but it's actually the subsequent years where the biggest changes come. So, you know, Donald Trump being a president is a true shock for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's in terms of the person he is and the job he's holding, it's unprecedented. So, you know, so that's a big shock, a big revolution. And unquestionably, his presidency is going to radically change the country in ways that has not been before.
Right.
So
yeah.
Whether you think that's good or bad, of course, is a matter of personal opinion and political disposition. And I'm just here to say revolutionary change, which I think we can all agree on, is going to come from his presidency. Okay, whether you like it or not is a more subjective matter.
Be prepared for change, lots and lots of change, right?
Yeah. And the most meaningful connection, I think, is looking at the chart of the United States. I'll be very brief on this, and it's a little bit technical, but I'll if you're not into technical astrology, this won't last long. Okay. I'm using the U.S. chart for July 4, 1776, 5:10 p.m., Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The U.S. sun, the core of the whole country at 13 Cancer, is still receiving an opposition from transiting Pluto. So for several years now, the opposing transiting Pluto has been saying big change and transformation in the U.S. We've seen a lot of that under the Obama presidency. We're going to see an entirely different flavor of transformation under Trump. Okay, so that's still in effect. Pluto is also squaring the United States Saturn, which is the planet of the core structure of the country. So now we have significant structural change, you know, under the presidency. And in fact, right around the time of the election, transiting Jupiter was on top of natal Saturn. So that particular planet was getting a lot of energy from this Pluto-Jupiter square currently in the sky. So was the United States Sun. That alone would have been enough to make big major shift. Now, the country has had a lot of wounding. More people than not have reported being stressed out by the whole election cycle. And now the big question for me is with transit Uranus on the U.S. planet Chiron, which is the planet of healing and wounding both, okay? It's the wounded healer archetype. You know, depending on how Trump and the – now we have Republicans, you know, running both houses of Congress – it's a Republican all the way now. So will this be a time of healing where, you know, wounds get healed and made better, or will it be a time of more deep wounding, or will it be some combination of both? So that's the energy that's planted at the point of this election result. So those are, there's more. And also the last thing I'll mention in terms of our foreign relations, on the United States chart I'm using, the planet Mercury rules that. And the transiting planet Uranus is currently squaring Uranus. So this is also saying a potential sea change in our foreign relations. You know, from Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric, it sounds like he's ready to make a lot of big changes in terms of how we relate with other countries. His acceptance speech was quite a bit more conciliatory. We'll have to see. In fact, for those who don't care for Trump's agenda, you know, for me, the tone of his acceptance speech was very conciliatory, very harmonious compared to what he's been doing. My hope is that all the extreme and radical and upsetting things he said were mostly campaign bluster, and he doesn't actually intend to carry them out. He, in other words, I'm hoping he just said him to get elected, and the actual presidency will be a little more centrist than what he would have led us to believe. But, you know, only time will tell. I don't control the man's actions.
Exactly. So now, you know, all of this that's going on, you know, if you look at our personal lives, you know, forget about the election, forget about, you know, the United States and what's happening with it and different countries. What about personally? What's happening with all of us in this crazy time?
Well, we're all still under Uranus Pluto. And for people who want a deeper look at what I'm talking about right now, I'll send them, I recommend they check out my site, astroshaman.com. And if they go to the current forecast, which is for November 1st to 15th, 2016, if you're listening later on an archive show, this forecast will still be there. If you go to the blog and then go back to the October, November, 2016 area, you'll see November 1 to 15, that is titled Revolution Returns. And on the November 12th entry, I described Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, T-square, that, as you said, is beginning technically on November 12th. It feels like it started a little early with the election results, but it is going through January 16th. So we have over 2 months of this amazing energy. Uranus, Pluto are the heart of it. And as I already said, that's about revolutionary transformation. And what's very special about this roughly two-month period is the planet Jupiter is opposing Uranus and squaring Saturn. So they're making a big equilateral triangle in the sky. And this means Jupiter is amplifying Uranus-Pluto effects. And as I already said, even though they're no longer exactly square and they're moving away from that gradually, you know, they can still be rekindled by major players like Jupiter. So what, on a personal level, basically, you need to, in the very broadest sense, how can I revolutionize myself? You know, this is not a time, either during this two-month period or in my opinion, pretty much for anyone, anywhere who's conscious, to be coasting or just being stagnant. You know, my motto these days is wake up or go crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely time to wake up. And waking up in your languaging really means wake up and create, wake up and do something, wake up and, you know, whether that's go within and meditate or do, you know, do all sorts of different things. But it's about doing, right? Creating whatever you'd like to create for your future. It's like this is the foundation period to build, right?
Yes, or, you know, some people have already built and they're manifesting already. So it's going to be a different, it depends what phase you're in on whatever project you're on.
Right.
But I am a big fan of embodied awakening. We'll be talking a little more about that later in the show, where not only are you conscious, at least at a base level of your divinity, where you know the absolute beautiful divine being that you are because you're experiencing it right now firsthand, mm-hmm. and you're fully in your body and you're fully functional in the world. To me, that's what I call embodied awakening, and we'll be telling people how to do that a little bit later. You know, having been in that state now for several years, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's just too amazing.
I agree. But, absolutely.
But back to the whole Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto briefly, if I may.
Yep.
So basically, it is a time to ask yourself, wow, what quantum leap can I make? What growth can I move toward? Again, this is not a period for cruising or status quo. It's a time to adopt as your motto, it always gets better than this, and no matter how good it is, you can take it to the next level now. Even if you can't imagine it getting any better, it'll show it when it shows up, okay?
Nice.
So what I think the most helpful way for me to describe this would be to give first my Pluto prescription and then my Uranus prescription for high side accomplishment.
Okay.
I will mention briefly that astrology energies are neither inherently good or bad. It's just energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have awareness of how that particular energy can go in a life-affirming way and you put yourself in that direction, then the planet will behave more like that. If you ignore it or you're negatively predisposed, then the planet will have a much better chance of showing up in a way you don't like so much.
Right.
So
okay.
I view myself more as educator than predictor. I can predict your archetypal setup and when it's going to be triggered. The way it results will have a lot to do with how you consciously work with it and partner with these energies. So with that said, Pluto prescription. First thing Pluto says is clear the decks. Get rid of everything that is not serving you. You start in the physical realm, and any stuff you don't need, it's just gathering dust, it's neither useful nor enjoyable, get rid of it. Okay? Donate it, recycle it, whatever, sell it. Then go to your relationships and ask yourself, which of my relationships are positively helpful for my transformation? Who are my catalysts? Who are my cheerleaders for growth? And I feel good when I'm with them and afterward. Spend more time with those people. But at the same time, who are the people who are toxic and negative and they make me feel bad? That's technically not true because we're responsible for our own emotions, but who do I have a less positive experience with? Can I eliminate those people from my life, or can I spend less time with them? And then go on to your own inner world, my ways of conceiving the world. What are my habits? What are the ways I believe about things? Are any of those beliefs restricting me and keeping me from my fullest possible blossoming and evolution? And can I start questioning and releasing those limiting beliefs and move into a truer mind space, which is a universe of infinite possible abundance? So to me, step one with Pluto is clear out all the deadwood, whether it's stuff, relationships, or concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're willing and if you're ready, and I assume most of your listeners are on this page, am I willing to ask to be a servant of the divine?
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to, the best I can, hear my intuitive guidance on the inside and follow it? And that's when the Pluto glyph that I use is so perfect. It looks to me like a person raising arms to heaven and saying, I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a surrender where you win.
Yeah.
Because in my own experience in the years since my, you know, big breakthrough, you know, the more I've been able to surrender Benjamin, and Benjamin is not me. Benjamin is the tool, the instrument, the rent-a-car I get while I'm here. What I really am is this pure awareness. And the more that ego part just surrenders and lets the divine run it around, the more amazing life gets.
Mm.
So that
beautiful.
To me is that's ultimate power with Pluto. It's not my will be done. It's not I want this at the ego level and I'm going to demand and do whatever I have to do to get it. It's, wow, I relax and let the divine fill me with guidance and energy, and then I become so much more powerful than I ever could have if I just stuck down at the ego level. So that's the Pluto part. Is it okay if I add the Uranus part as well?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right. So Uranus has three high side potentials that I'm aware of. The first is fly your freak flag. That means be the weird ass person you're really here to be. And you'll probably, and one of the mottos that goes with that is you'll probably disappoint some people who love you because they're more normal. They'll never get it. It's fruitless to try to explain it to them. With the best of intentions, they'll try to pull you back to normality. And if you're a Uranus person, you're just not, you're not going there. You have a unique mission. Most people won't understand. You got to do it anyway. So
you're talking about me.
Yep. Me too. So you step out, you be the real authentic you, and with Uranus, that real you keeps changing. Consistency is not your friend with Uranus. You'll keep making jumps and paradigm shifts, and the person you were a year or two ago will never be the person you are now. So you accept that you, the personality definition is a moving target. It keeps changing and evolving, and you're okay with that. So that's step one of three, fly the freak flag. Step two is follow your intuitive flashes. Some people call them gut feelings. We all get these. Sometimes we just know something out of the blue, and we're certain the moment the thought arrives, and we'll maybe question it later. But at the moment of inception, the certainty is there. And for some people, when that intuitive flash hits, there's some kind of nervous system thing. There's a goosebump or a tingle or a shiver up your spine. And those are also can be a signal that you just got one of those text messages from God that's either accurate information or it's trying to guide you into the action that's in alignment with your soul purpose. So that's step two, follow those intuitive flashes. You can bank on them. They're the most certain thing I ever find in this physical world. Those, that part of you that's sending them is the part that created you. It sent you here. It knows your soul mission far better than your ego ever could, and it's trying to keep you on track with it. Okay? And also be aware that following an intuitive flash may, on the short term, lead you into greater challenge and difficulty than if you don't. And understand it, it can still be the right decision, even if that's true. Okay? Not necessarily the easiest path, but always the wisest. And finally, the highest Uranus is your tribe. You know, Uranus says, how do you want to serve those you have resonance with? And are you serving them using the unique gifts and talents you have and in the way that lights you up? So if you're serving in a way that makes you grumble and unhappy, I hate doing this, but I guess it's helpful. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being lit up with joy because the service you're giving makes you so happy just by doing it. So that's Uranus. First, fly the freak flag, follow intuitive flashes, serve the collective in your greatest joy. And if I may, Shivali, I want to close with how you'll know if you're off track with these two guys, because they have low side expressions too. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Hello? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Pluto low side is being a control freak. You know, the extreme would be turning into a Hitler or a Darth Vader. My will be done. Okay. So if you're trying to control things around you, then that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Also, if powerful people are trying to control or dominate you, that is a challenge to you, saying, okay, you have this powerful person who may for the moment be dominating you. This is your invitation to step more fully into your own power to equal or exceed that person's power. This doesn't mean fighting them. It means connecting with your own divine power and becoming more magnificent, you know, in your power than they are. And it usually it doesn't even involve conflict with this person. It just means you become so much more strong that they no longer even present a challenge to you. Okay? So that's the dangers on the Pluto side. Either you becoming too abusive of your own power or people trying to abuse their power on you. So those are your clues that you need to surrender more and let more of that divine power in by asking to be of service. Uranus low side is mainly nervous system challenges. And the particulars, the way that shows up is anxiety, nervousness, irritability, chaos within you and chaotic life around you. That's Uranus saying, you know, I'd rather give you the high side things, but you're not letting them in. So this is all I have left to give you. So it's very much about you stepping in and, you know, again, using the high side. The more you step to those high sides, authentic personal expression, intuitive flash following, serving the collective with your joy, the less you'll have any of those anxiety, nervousness, irritability stuff going on.
Absolutely.
So those are, that's the, to me, the heart of the T-square. There's more to it. And if you feel like we spent enough time on that, people can, again, go to astroshaman.com, read the November 1 to 15 forecast and read the rest. I've written quite a bit more about that there. And if I want to mention briefly, I am offering right now a free quick response chart check. If they go to that page of my site and there's an email link, if they send me their name and their date, time, and city of birth, I'll check to see if this T-square is strongly affecting them. And if I recommend a session because of that, I'll let them know. And if not, actually, most of the people who've sent it, I've said, actually, it's not a big enough deal for you to justify a reading. And I'm having to tell them that. But if it is big enough where it's justified, I'll certainly tell them and they can choose to set up a session if they want.
Perfect. Thank you. And so, yeah, so that is available on astroshaman.com, right? They can check that out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just go to the, if you're on a computer, the sidebar of the homepage has the forecasts.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
And they can go right there and link in and find those.
So, I'm going to do that because I want to know, and I'm going to check out your November, article as well. But what if you don't know your time of birth? Does that really, like, how really important is that? Like, if, let's say I know within a 3-hour period, but, you know, that's about it. I don't know.
Well, time of birth is helpful, but not necessary for me. I've done 2-hour readings and been tremendously helpful when the person didn't know their time of birth.
Okay.
Technically speaking, and I apologize, this is a tiny bit technical. What I do know, if all I know is the day, is I know where all the planets are with the possible exception of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I know, except for possibly the moon, all of the aspects, the geometrical connections the planets are making to each other, and I know what signs they're in. So I've got most of the information. What's missing is the houses. I don't know which of the 12 astrological houses anything is, and I don't know where the angles are, the ascendant, the midheaven, the descendant, and the nadir. So that's invisible to me without a time. I have everything else, though.
Right.
So most of the information is there, and I'm very clear that I'll only talk about what I know about, and I won't pretend to say anything about houses without a time if I don't know it. So, by the way, I can either work without a time if that's the case, or I have another astrologer to whom I refer something called rectification. You can actually get your birth time reverse engineered if you send this person, who I'll recommend you to, a list of significant life events and a photo. And he actually is very good at reverse engineering and figuring out what time you were born, even if you had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
all,
positive.
All I know is somewhere between midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. That's all I know.
Okay.
They don't know any more than that. But okay.
No, that would be easily rectified if you ever wanted to do that.
Okay. Good to know. Wonderful. Thank you. And I'm just so amazed. I remember saying this to you before, but it's like, I'm so amazed by the knowledge and wisdom you have about all this astrological stuff. It's like, there's just so much. And I know we only just touched on it, but it's like, you have so much information and I'm really resonating with it. It's like, wow, I wish I knew, you know, this kind of stuff, but I don't.
Well,
that's why we have experts like you on the show.
Well, I found the ones who get good at it just get obsessed with it, at least for a while. I know I got obsessed with it when I started learning it, and I just ate and breathed and lived it for several years until I really had it down at a basic level. And also, I've done like 6,000 readings now, and, you know, it's like just another language to me. I speak astrology like most people speak English. So, you know, after a while, it just gets in your blood, and you kind of know it on a basic level like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's just wonderful to hear, you know, all of the information and also your passion, and you can, you know, it really comes through how knowledgeable you are with all of this information. So it's like, I love that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So we know that, you know, we are going to take some questions, but we also wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, for example, you know, the theme for the season, Benjamin, is reclaim your spirit, right? So what does that mean to you, and how, you know, can you share some tools and tips with us on how we can reclaim our spirit on a regular daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. To me, reclaim, I would use the word awaken to.
Mm-hmm.
And I like reclaim because that means you already had it and you're just getting it back, right?
Yeah, that was the point of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what I want to first give in that is my metaphor of the great onion of consciousness. In this image, this onion has at its core this brilliant light of a thousand suns in the center. This is your true spirit essence. I personally think we're all God. There's nothing but God down here, and God entertains itself by pretending to be different things and different people. Okay. So at the core is your absolute divinity, peace, flow, ease, bliss, ecstasy, all that right there. And that's your true core. You're already that. Mm-hmm. What happens is during this lifetime and others, every time you have an unhealed pain or trauma, a dark layer goes around that core. Mm-hmm. And we all have a certain number of layers of this darkness, and we're on the outside looking in toward the center. And some of the light's coming through, but a lot of it's dimmed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this metaphor, the way to the light is through the darkness, and the way to the joy is through the pain. So that sounds grimmer than it really is. What it basically means is you got to do your shadow work, folks.
You have to heal.
If you're not willing to do the processes that will bring up your old wounds and clear them once and for all, you're only going to have a certain amount of awakening available to you. Unless you're one of those people who had it all cleared and you just came to pop into the final leg this time. Some people get that. Most people don't. All right. So to shorthand a lot of it, I encourage people, if they're interested in shadow work and sources, if they'll once again go to the homepage of astroshaman.com and scroll down a bit, and there's a section called Practical Spirituality in the left column of the homepage down a ways, and there's a post there called Shadow Work Resources U.S. and International. I know you have a lot of international listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give a number of different shadow work processes that I know work because I've done them, and there's links to them, and this is good whether you're in or out of the United States. And I won't go any further than that, but there's a whole bunch of great resources there to deepen your shadow work in ways that many people have found profoundly helpful. Mm-hmm. And I consider shadow work so important to the awakening process. Okay. Now, in terms of what can I give them today that'll help them?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them two levels of support that I offer on my site. So if they go to astroshaman.com, if you're on a computer, right at the top of the sidebar on the homepage is a purple banner, and it says Heal and Awaken Invocations. If they click or tap that, then it'll take them to a special page that has four blog posts on it. If they're on a phone or tablet, they may need to scroll down a bit to find the purple banner, but it will be there on the homepage. And in fact, I just revised these posts. I just radically expanded the first post. It's a Blue Angel illustration that says Invocations for Healing and Awakening. This is my very simple process where a person can simply speak directly to their higher self, ask for a particular energetic effect, go passive breath awareness, and it will be done for them by the higher self. It's actually that simple. And we've done it on your show several times.
Yeah.
And we may get to do a brief version today. But there's four invocations in the cycle. And the first one saturates the body with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Once you start feeling peaceful, then you ask to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are. And most people who do this then actually go into a state of disembodied awakening. They are floating and they feel themselves as the perfect peaceful light that created their human form. They are that, literally. Okay. Then the third invocation brings that light into the physical body and it fully integrates it. And at that point, they've got embodied awakening. They are still in that state, and the characteristics of the state are there is no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. There is profound peacefulness and it's self-maintaining. It takes no effort to keep.
Did I lose you, Benjamin, or did I lose myself?
I don't know.
Oh, there you are. You're back. I can kind of hear
you
now.
How much was not heard? What do I need to repeat?
Oh, just like 30 seconds. Not even.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. So I was describing the four invocations.
So I think you were at the end. We were at the end of the fourth one.
Oh, and the embodied awakening. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically the light body and the physical body come together. They're one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the way you know that's happening is there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. There's a profound peacefulness. The body is filled with what I call smooth electricity. It's very vital and very comfortable. And it's self-maintaining. It's just there. You can be walking around doing all the stuff you normally do. And all this is true as you go through your day. Now, you can still think and use logic as you always would, but there's not that constant chatter that would have been there otherwise.
Right.
And what I give on the site is shortcuts, an 8-word shortcut you can do first thing at the day, end of the day, and as needed through the day to call it back if it slips. Mm-hmm. So it's a way to access the awakened state in your body as much as you need to during the day. And this is, I mean, literally thousands of people have done this now. It works for almost everyone who tries it, whether they do it with me or on the site. So this section, that's just the first post I was describing. Then mm-hmm. there's, in among the posts, there are three different links to recordings of me leading this process of different lengths. And they're all free to access or download. And the fourth link has a photo of a screaming man. And it says, "Your negative reactions, golden opportunities for clearing an awakening." And this is the post that focuses on the healing invocation, which is what you do when a challenging emotion comes up. That's that mm-hmm. outermost layer of the onion asking to be peeled when that happens.
Yeah.
And then if you just ask your spirit to clear it for you and you go passive, then energy flushes in and flushes it out. And that layer of the onion is permanently peeled. That energy is not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all things you can do totally on your own. You don't need to. I mean, it's just totally a self-energized process. And so that's a super quick highlight of that. Then linked from two of those posts and also available from my services menu on the homepage is EASE. You mentioned already the Embodied Awakening Support Experience,
mm-hmm.
which is now free. It's basically available by Love Offering. So
yeah,
anyone
I saw that.
Can sign up. and you know, this is my big service to the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
I offer this freely. If someone wants to make a donation every so often, they can. It's never required. And every week we've got a live call. Much as this, you're doing this call now, I have the same instant teleseminar thing, and they can come in by mm-hmm. phone or by web. And every week you can join me and have me lead you through a healing and awakening process of a different type. And if you can't catch the live call, then there's an archive of recordings. There's now over 60 recordings in the archive, and every one carries as much power as the live call had.
Right.
And therefore, if people vibe with what I do, they can access that and go deeper into their healing and awakening process.
Nice.
So, wow, that was a lot.
I know. And, you know, I just want to make a quick comment about, you know, the shadow work and the healing work. I'll be honest, I think for the longest time, I avoided going and looking at some of the stuff that has occurred in my past because, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes us light workers, when we decided to come here and live this earthly life, we decided that we wanted to take on every possible challenge, every type of heartbreak, everything you could possibly imagine, just for whatever reason, right? So I avoided for years, 25 years, I'll be honest, 25
wow.
years. And but then when I finally did the work, it's like it was so liberating. So liberating, and my life is completely transformed. And you know, it's scarier than you think. It's not as scary as you think it is. You know, like
mm-hmm.
we have in our minds, you know, so many different ideas and perceptions about what happened, and if we look at it, what's going to happen again, and blah blah blah. But honestly, when you make that decision to heal it, it's so much easier. It's not as bad as you think it's going to be. I mean, now I can laugh about it, but at one, you know, during one healing process I was going through, it was spontaneous. It was not anything planned. I literally thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to explode, and I was willing to die and explode in that moment rather than really look at that wound, you know,
mm-hmm.
Until I got to the point where it's like, okay, you know, and I didn't explode. I didn't die. I'm still here, you know, and better than ever, right? So the healing work is actually really necessary. It's vital. It's vital if you want to really truly create your life, if you want to thrive, if you want to prosper, if you want really want to enjoy and have ease in your life, you need to do the healing work. All right, I'm off my soapbox now.
Well, I want to riff on a couple of things you said there.
Sure.
First, in my experience, the healing you're presented with is never more than you can handle. I think the reason a lot of people shy away is they remember how traumatic the wound
yeah.
was in the first place, and the last thing they ever want to do is feel trauma like that again.
Exactly.
What I've experienced and what people have reported back to me, like doing my healing invocation works that I give, is that their higher self will actually subdivide a trauma. Let's say, using the metaphor again of layers of the onion, let's say you got a major trauma, the big one that really was the worst for you. Mm-hmm. That might get divided into 10 or 15 layers. And Spirit will only give you a little piece of it at a time. And that layer will peel. And then the next layer will come up after that the next time you work. So I just want to emphasize, I know for sure with my invocations, you know, they are specifically designed with phrasings to guarantee that won't be too much. Mm-hmm. It may not be comfortable, but it won't be overwhelming. And I'll also guarantee that when you get to the end of my process and most other processes I've done, you, as you said, are in a more blissful, exalted, you might even be in an altered state in a really awesome way. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's the reward for going through that layer of stuff and getting rid of it.
And it's such a release, you know, it's such a huge release. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
And I've actually developed a motto because of this. The motto is, it always gets better than this.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned, and a lot of my work has been done with ayahuasca and San Pedro, the plant spirit teachers, but I've also done a lot of breath work, and I've been in Mankind Project and done shadow work. And I mean, if it's shadow, if it's going to help me heal stuff, I'll go do it, you know?
Yeah.
So basically,
go ahead.
Each time I do it, you know, I've gotten to states of consciousness where I thought ecstasy and bliss could not possibly be any greater than this. This is just the ultimate. And then later I learned that was just the beginning, and there's another stage that's even more amazing. And after that happens several times, I finally figured, okay, there is no end to this. And awakening goes infinitely deep. And every level of awakening is even more incredible and joyful than the one before it. And my current belief now is that unless I've got to the point where I have merged into the void and there is no individual consciousness remaining, then I can wake up some more.
Mm-hmm.
Deepening those levels. And may I relate this back to those who wish Donald Trump had not won the presidency?
Sure.
So basically, many of us, myself included, were disappointed by that. And it would be easy to get bummed out by that. But I invite you to view it as a test. How much are you allowing your mood and your basic energy to be determined by events outside yourself? Mm-hmm. And how much are you taking control of them through your own choice?
Mm-hmm.
And my belief is, if you use a system like my invocations or anything else that gets you connected up to that piece at the core, there's nothing out in the world that can permanently phase you. You might get, you know, rocked for a moment, but you'll get right back into your center super quick. And I invite you, whether it's my technique or anyone else's, find a tool that works quickly and effectively that gets you to your center and keeps deepening your awakening. So that's my invitation for those who were shocked by the Trump win on the presidency.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. So, Benjamin, someone is asking about Mary. Sorry, Mary. Mary's asking about the 8 magic words. Are we going to be doing the 8 magic words later, or do you want to talk about it now?
Because we're not doing the whole cycle, we can't really do that effectively, but I will share them. And I'll mention they're also described in that post. Again, just to super recap, astroshaman.com, click the purple banner. The first post with the Blue Angel Heal and Awaken invocations is the one that gives those words. So the way I normally do this is, and let me just tell you what the words are. The words are maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Again, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now, some people are already open enough, even if they have not done the cycle that usually precedes this, then they can say that and go into full embodied awakening on the spot.
Right.
But I should mention how to, because what you do after you say the words is equally important. So may I take a moment to tell people how to receive the awakening that they just called in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's a two-step process. The words are the yang part, where you have been assertive. Then you must go completely yin. You must be completely passive the best you can. This means passive breath awareness, where you are first feeling, where in my body do I feel the breath most easily? Place your attention there. To the best of your ability, do not control the breath at all, but feel the sensation every time a breath enters or leaves your body. And stay with that the best you can. Corollaries to this is, there is no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no imagining. You are staying with the simple sensation of breath without thinking about it the best you can. when you get distracted, and you will, as soon as you become aware, your attention is no longer on the breath. You don't fight or try to change the distraction. You simply return to breath awareness. You do this as many times as you need to. You do it very gently and very persistently. There's no way to mess it up. It doesn't matter how many times you get distracted or how long they last. You just keep coming back. And if you'll do that, then the invocations can work. This is the basic follow-up to virtually every invocation I give. You just basically assign spirit to do it for you. Then you have to create the environment in which it can actually enter. So that's, now again, let me also mention, I described the four invocations already a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Normally, I take people through that first. Then once they are in the embodied awakening, then they use the eight words to re-trigger it. And those are the eight words I recommend people say first thing in the morning, last thing at night, as needed through the day. But again, I have also had many clients I've worked with who I could feel they were on the tipping point already, or they already had access to their awakening and they didn't mm-hmm. need to do the cycle. So if you're listening to this and you think you might be one of those people, then try it. Just say the eight words, do the passive like I just described, and see if it comes. And I've already told you what it feels like, and I'll recap that super quick. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's very peaceful. The body is filled with smooth electricity, and the state maintains itself. And if that's happening, you're there. Mm-hmm. So that's what the eight words are about.
So the eight words, again, are maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please.
That's them.
That's it. All this information is on your website, which is fabulous. You know, so thank you for having such wonderful information available to all of us there. So thank you.
My pleasure. Now, as a corollary, should I give the seven words of the healing invocation, or would that be for later?
Totally up to you. I'm like so wide open today. It's like whatever you want.
I'm feeling like I'm, and so this is the partner to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I told you that awakening and healing go hand in hand for most people, with very few exceptions. Okay.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. when you get an emotional trigger come up, what you do is you say the seven healing words, which are almost the same. It's a formula. Maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. So the healing invocation is maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Passive breath awareness. But this is a very different outcome because, again, you do this either when you've gotten stirred up with something, or you could be feeling great and you can say, I'm just ready to peel a layer of the onion. I got a few minutes. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. You can proactively peel in a layer even if you're feeling awesome. Okay. So you say that, and then what happens is a shower of energy turns on, and it comes pouring down around and through you. And the first thing it will do is it will often go to what I call the jackhammer phase, where you will feel the energy very intensely in the body. It'll ratchet up a few levels because it has to break through the armoring around that wound that it's getting ready to clear. And by the way, this energy is super intelligent. It only works.
It's either your mic or my mic, but I can't hear you now.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. That's very strange. So what was the last thing you heard me say?
We were talking about the healing, and you're at the tail end of it. I missed it because I was on
okay,
the,
I was
on
talking
the...
about, did you hear me talk about the energy coming in and getting intense in the body?
Yes.
Okay. You did. Okay, so let me pick it up from there, and hopefully I'm picking up at a point that makes sense. Again, all this, by the way, is in that section of healing, Heal and Awaken Invocations you get to with the purple banner. All this is thoroughly described in the last post of that section with the screaming man photo. Okay, if you missed any of that here, then you can catch it there. Okay, so anyhow, the energy comes in, it shakes up, it breaks through the armoring of the wound, it knows exactly where to go, it won't be too much, and then once it breaks through, the energy softens. It calms a bit. And then many people will start to feel energy actually flushing out their hands and their feet, which are the common exit points for this heavy, dense energy you don't need anymore. It's like waste energy, okay? It may also go out of chakra. However it wants to leave, just let it go. An amazing thing about this is you don't have to know what it is or how it got there. This can be a completely transmental process. And if your higher self judges, wow, they'll release that more easily if they don't even know what it is, mm-hmm. then it'll clear anonymously. Ignorance is bliss. If you need to know, then some kind of image or concept will pop in spontaneously and you'll be shown what it is that's clearing. Either way, just let it go. Okay. If you're thinking about it, you threw a lasso and you pulled it back. Do not think about it while it's clearing. Just stay with the breath, just like I described before. And then after enough of it clears, that's when you start, the light starts coming in to replace the darkness and you start shifting into more ecstasy and bliss. And you always end a cycle feeling more wonderful than when it started. So that's a super brief summary of the healing invocation that I give.
Beautiful. Thank you. And yeah, and that is on the website as well. So, but
absolutely.
It's powerful, you know, and then just knowing that these simple tools, easy tools, you know, we can use every day, you know, and it's just a matter of choice, right? And choosing to use it. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I say is I make no claims that I have the best tools out there. All I know is a lot of people tell me they work and they work for me. So if you try them and you decide they're at least as good as anything else you got, keep using them. If something much better shows up that's clearly superior, then drop mine like a hot potato and go to the other thing. Always use the best tools you got, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I've had tools I loved and later dropped because better ones showed up, and I would expect the same treatment of mine.
Yeah, exactly. And we're always shifting and changing too, so sometimes the stuff that we used 5 years ago, it's just not applicable anymore, you know?
No.
It's like, you know, it's okay.
No, things are changing very fast. It's a very good time, in my opinion, to be very discriminating about your tools and practices. Don't keep doing it just because you've done it before or someone you trust loves it. You know, ask yourself, is it working for me? And is it the most effective thing I have? Is it actually worth the time and energy I'm putting into it? Be very discriminating with your tools. And please know that there are now tools available that can get this work done very quickly compared to what was possible a few years ago. The veils are much thinner. It's no longer necessary to spend years in an ashram to get your awakening. Okay,
that's true.
It's for everybody now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good point. All right, so I'm just looking at the time. Now, I know that we want to take some live caller questions, and I know that we want to talk about your special offer, and I know we're hoping to do a healing energy process as well at some point. So
how much time do we have? Are we going to do like about 90 minutes or what's your duration today?
Yeah, about 90 minutes.
Okay, we got time for all that then. Awesome.
Yes, exactly. Okay. All right, so did you want to go to a caller now?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, let's get someone else's voice on the line here.
Exactly. All right. So what information do you need from this person?
Well, let's see what they want. Let's see if they want astrology. If so, I'll just get their first name and date, time, and place of birth.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1770. 1770. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Shefali. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi.
Hi, my voice.
Good.
This is my voice.
Good.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. What a whirlwind the last few days, huh? You married my three fave astrology and shaman.
Sweet.
Anyhow, astrology, I'll give you my birth info right off the bat. It's 8.
And start with your first name, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said it. Colette.
Okay, I missed it. Colette. I'm sorry. Okay, so what's your date of birth?
Colette. It's 8/1/56.
And do you know your time of birth?
Yes, 12:40 a.m.
Thank you.
Middletown.
I'm sorry, what was the city again?
Middletown, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Every state has one.
You would hope. Something got to be
yeah.
Okay, so I have your chart up. Again, let me confirm, August 1, 1956, 12:40 a.m., Middletown, Connecticut. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have Taurus rising at 27 degrees, 52 minutes, and the moon in Taurus at 26 degrees, 11 minutes. Does that sound correct?
Yep. Sun
good.
Leo,
all right, so we have time for one quick focused question. So what would you like to know?
Yeah. Okay, can we focus a little bit on my income, career? Feel stuck in the mud. I feel the that strong urge to move forward, but I feel stuck in the mud, and I'm not sure what direction or just – I know you can't give me a whole book on it, but just what you got.
Okay. All right, so I'm just checking your rulers and such. I'll leave out a lot of the technical stuff.
Well, it's okay.
Interestingly, I don't see that your career points are actually getting a lot of stimulation right now. So it's a little more status quo on career at this moment. Let me just see if there's anything I'm missing here.
Okay,
in terms of stuck in the mud, what your chart does have that might be reflective of that, you have an Aquarius midheaven, which means Aquarius is a sign on the cusp of house number 10, the house of career and work. And I've got two ruling planets for that. Both Saturn and Uranus rule that sign. And your Saturn is set up in a fairly challenging way.
Yes.
You've got Saturn making hard aspects to three different personal planets and no soft and only one soft aspect. In addition, Saturn has got other things going on, mostly, again, more challenge than flow. This doesn't mean he has to rule you, though. So let me explain.
No.
So what I need you to understand, I think, is how to work with Saturn in a good way. Most critical for not only your career success, but life success, is to be your own master and report to no one but yourself. So let me, if you don't mind me asking, are you already your own boss, or are there? So
I'm
there's
a
no
Leo
one. You're,
after
you're,
all.
So no,
I'm self-employed, and I cleaned houses for many years. But I was also doing healing work, which I was trying to phase out of the cleaning houses, and I was doing the healing work, reflexology. However, I hardly have any clients for that, and I lost. I've lost a lot of my jobs. But I just know that there's another direction. There's quite, I don't know if the Mercury retrograde too, that also kind of makes me feel like I'm constantly always clearing house, cleaning house all the time, and I mean that literally too.
Okay. All right. So let me I understand that, but that's a little off the central point I want to make.
Okay, that's all right.
So basically you need to adopt the high side of Saturn, both because he makes so many personal planet connections and he's a ruler of your career. So his high side is maturity, responsibility, discipline, good time management, plan the work and work the plan. And if you will take those attitudes into what you really want to do, which sounds like it's energy work, then he will reward you. If you are not putting the sweat equity in, then he will restrict you. Okay. So all those tough aspects, like his opposition to your moon and his square to your Mercury and his quincunx to Venus, all those can turn into wind in your sails if you play his high side, as I just described. In terms of healing, you've actually got Chiron, the planet of the wounded healer, conjunct your midheaven early in your 10th house. That is a very clear signature that you could have a healing profession. However, you're here to do it unconventionally because Uranus at the bottom of the chart opposes Chiron in the midheaven. So it's important, and you also have a Sun-Uranus conjunction, which says you're here as a unique, one-of-a-kind individual. You could never pass for normal if you tried, okay?
Nope.
So basically, what the vibe I'm getting from your career matrix, and you've got this amazing Uranus and Sun opposing the midheaven where Chiron is. That's a really central signature. You're here to do something different and original. Chiron says, yes, you can be a healer. Let me just put it in a nutshell. A, you need to follow your intuitive flashes in terms of your career, and you have to have the courage to follow them. So I don't have time to ask you for confirmation on this. I apologize because this is I have to keep these fairly short on the show here. But you need to be leaving enough space to hear your intuitive flashes and the courage to follow them in career and in everything. You heard me give the high side of Uranus earlier in the show. So that's what you got to be doing. That's central to you very critically because Uranus is a super central planet for you. Okay. And you also need to, hang on a second. You also have to have a clear vision of what you want the career to be like.
Are you there?
Benjamin, you cut out.
Well, this is no good. This is the third cutout. I'm thinking I need to come in on the cell
phone. I got clear vision. You said clear vision of what I want it to look like, and that's my thing. I'm just having not seeing anything right now or feeling. I know.
Okay.
I know what you didn't tell me, but.
All right.
Yeah.
So you need to get a clear. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Say something again.
So get the clearest vision you can, Colette. If you want to be a healer, then get clear with that vision and start moving toward it the best you can. And in my own life, when I shifted and said, by God, I'm going to move to Asheville and be a musician full time. And when I started going full time toward my dream, I changed, but I got to something even better. So what I feel like may be happening for you is you're not fully committing to this vision, and you're not putting the sweat equity into it. And my advice to you is just get going the best you can. Make it up as you go along, and tell the universe with no uncertain terms, I'm going to be a healer professionally. That's all there is to it. And I'm going for it full steam.
Wow. And what is the sweat equity for me? What is the sweat equity for me? Because I just, the conventional way just doesn't seem to work for me. What is the sweat equity for me?
Well, that could be anything from just doing it and doing clients or doing free if you have to get experience. It could be you learning the marketing side and learning what it takes to attract clients to you. If you don't have that wisdom already, then going out and gaining it. It's whatever is missing in terms of it may be using law of attraction skillfully enough that you start attracting more business more easily. So all those are possible ways that could go. Basically, whatever's missing is where you put the energy.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, and I was surprised you said Aquarius Midheavens. I thought it was Pisces, but I guess I was on the cusp of that or something.
You're nowhere near Pisces Midheaven. If you gave me the correct natal data, then you're a strong Aquarius Midheaven. Yeah.
12:40 a.m. August 1st. Yes, you sound August 1st, 1956. I'm 60. Yep. I felt like I was Saturn return forever or something, but
no, you're good.
Okay. Wow, Colette, thank you. You know so much too.
Yeah, I study astrology. I'm a student, I guess you could say, for many years.
Good, wonderful.
As far as putting all the planets and their aspects and everything together, that I haven't gotten perfected like Benjamin here is.
Yeah, well, I think Benjamin just gave you some great information, right?
Yeah, I think that was. Thank you so much, Benjamin. I'm definitely
my pleasure.
To the replay. Oh, I'm on your website. Really, anybody wants to? I'm telling you, his website's awesome. I already signed up for your newsletter there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And by the way, Shefali?
Yeah. Thank you, Colette.
I am right now calling in on my cell phone because I don't want to cut out anymore, and I'm hoping that coming in on the cell will solve that.
Okay.
So
I still see you as on the web.
Okay, so give me just a second to do the switch over.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So I'll just pop while you're doing that. Oh, there you are. All right.
Okay. All right. So now I'm fully on the cell phone. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
So my hope is that now I'm on the cell and not the computer, the dropouts will stop.
Yeah, exactly. But I just have to tell you, like, that information that you gave to Colette was, like, so quick, and like you nailed it. You know, I mean, you really had all the information that was so clear and so valid. It seemed, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm impressed. I'm gonna get a reading from you after, you know, for sure. It's like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. So wow, thank you.
Well, you know, when you do, after you do 6,000 charts, you start reading astrology like you read English. It just becomes a second language.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So do we have time to take one more quick call?
Sure. Let's do one more.
Perfect. All right. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0243, 0243. Just because that was so much fun to hear you giving all that information. It's like, oh, my God. Phone number ending in 0243. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello.
This is Claudette.
Hi, Claudette.
Claudette. Welcome.
Thank you. And I would
so
like.
Did you have an?
Yes, my birth date.
Okay.
It's the 29th December.
Mhm.
1949.
Okay, and do you know what time you're born?
I think around. I'm not sure about the time. Around 7 a.m. in Jamaica.
Okay, we'll use that. And what city in Jamaica?
St. Anne. That's the parish. Linton Park is
what's
the
city name?
Linton Park.
Say
Linton
again?
I don't. Yeah, it's a.
Lincoln Park or Linton Park?
Linton.
Linton Park.
Lincoln Park.
Yes.
Okay, let me try that. Hang on a second. Lincoln Park. Okay, hang on a second. I'm putting the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Lincoln or a Lincoln Park in Jamaica. Was I hearing
it's,
you right?
It's okay. Linton, L-I-N-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Linton.
Yeah, L-I-N-T-O-N, Park, St. Anne, Jamaica.
It's not there. Just a minute. I have. Is it close to St. Anne's Bay?
Yes, yes, that would be close.
Okay, let me just. Okay, that's close enough to get us a city. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, that wasn't coming up in my thing. Okay, yes. So I have your chart up, Claudette, and I can briefly answer one question. So what would you like to know?
Just what do you see for me for next year? Just general.
Oh, that's a big question. Okay.
No,
okay.
Nothing specific.
So what I'm going to do is look at outer planets and see what the big vibe is. Okay, Uranus on the nadir. Let me see if Pluto's up to anything. Pluto, square Neptune, Saturn on Chiron. Okay, so of the most important things that you're having happen, the transiting planet Uranus, if you've given me a correct birth time around 7 a.m., then Uranus is on the cusp of house number 4. Uranus is the planet of big shifts that serve you. The fourth house has several meanings. Among them are the home. So if you feel like relocating, if the home no longer serves you, it's a good time for that.
Mm-hmm.
If any of your family relationships need looking at, in other words, if you've got, it can be where you paradigm shift the family relationship to be more wonderful, or if there's a problem with the relationship, can you work with that person to make it more harmonious? I'll briefly mention, too, there's a wonderful book I recommend to everyone now who's having any kind of relationship problem. It's called Nonviolent Communication, Third Edition, by Marshall Rosenberg. And I recommend it to anyone who wants a better way to communicate, or they're having communication difficulty with any reason. Also, the fourth house is also the house of the deep. So Uranus down there is also most likely to be stirring up some shadow material. So if you have a lot of challenging emotions come up more than usual, the tools given here on the show would be very helpful in that way.
Okay.
Uranus is simultaneously midheaven, the career point. You also have transiting Jupiter to the career point very soon. Jupiter will be there if you gave me the right time on the beginning. Off and on. So it's a wonderful time to be moving. Yeah. I don't know if you're working, but the 10th paid work is all volunteer work, however you're known by FPK.
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter on that, poses it, is a fantastic time to look at how am I putting my energy out into the world and how can I shift that for the better. It's not a time to be just doing the same old stuff. It's either taking what you're doing to the next level, or it's shifting or adding something in terms of your moving out in the world. Let me see if there's anything else that wants to be added here. Hang on a second. That's probably the headline news for you. It's really Uranus and Pluto having fun with you.
Mention
again. You're welcome. And let me close by saying that I say astrology is archetypally predictive, but not concretely predictive. There are a large number of possible outcomes from this. If you understand the high side uses that I've just described and you consciously implement them, then I say that you're partnering with the planets in a good way and you'll get an outcome you'll like. So remember that you as an individual human have a tremendous amount of shaping of the particular way the energy comes in. The energy is like clay. If you choose to mold it, you have a lot more control over what happens, a lot better. Okay?
Thank you. This is great confirmation for what I know.
Hmm.
Excellent. I'm glad to know that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Claudette. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Claudette.
All right. Wonderful. And that, you know, for a general question, that was quite a bit of information for Claudette. And, you know, so that was great. I was like, oh, okay. So amazing. Amazing. So thank you. All right.
Thank
you. So I wanted to talk briefly about, because I don't want to miss doing the healing and I don't want to miss talking about the special offer. So I want to talk about the special offer first, just
okay.
now that people have had a taste of what your astrology work is like. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Benjamin11. Benjamin 11. And so what Benjamin's offering this time is astrology plus sessions. And there's three packages, right, Benjamin? Package 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Based on different times, you know, like 1 hour, an hour and a half, and 2 hours. So do you want to just talk about those a little bit? I mean, we got a wonderful taste of your work. So that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks. First, let me make sure you can still hear me okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, so Astrology Plus is my term for basically I can do anything I do in that session. So it can be just strictly astrology along the lines of what you just heard me do. I also can include shamanic healing. I can include awakening activation, which means taking you through the invocations I mentioned earlier personally and making sure you get to the states the best I can. And over 99% of the time people get there. It can include astro mapping, where we look at where's the best place to live. And all that can be included in an Astrology Plus session. And what I'm doing is I'm offering 20% off my usual rates. My fee is usually $180, 180 per hour. But for Shefali Special, I'm dropping that price to $150 per hour. So if you do an hour, it's $150. If you do 90 minutes, normally that would be $270, but that takes it down to $216, I believe. And the two-hour session is normally $360. We take $72 off that and drop it down to $288. So basically what I'm offering this time is personal sessions with me. And I'll mention also I do record the sessions and we'll send you the MP3 afterward. I do full chart prep and I always scan the charts in as a PDF and send you all the prep afterward if you're interested in that kind of thing. And I also, you know, and like I said earlier, normally I love having all the data, date, time, and city, but if you don't have anything beyond even the date of birth, then I can still work with that.
Hmm.
So so that's we got a pretty simple package this time. It takes a lot of time to describe.
go ahead. You go first, and then if I have to add.
I did, in case people want further confirmation that I'm good at what I do, I will mention that I've got over 100 testimonials now on my booking site. And if someone wants to see those, if they just go to AskShaman.com and go to the testimonials page, then there is a link right at the top. I'm just going to verify this as I go here. Yeah, testimonials is on the menu bar. And when you click into there, right at the top, it says check out the – I'm going from memory here. Yeah. Forgive me. There is a – okay, right at the top, there's a Book Now button, and it will take you to a page where there's a review tab, and you can click in there to see what people have actually said about me who've actually worked with me.
Okay.
I'll mention also that I was the winner of the Best Astrologer category 3 years in a row here in Western North Carolina, as long as they had the category. And I get almost exclusively 5-star reviews, which is the top rating when people rate me. So. People seem to like what I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even what we have seen today, like I said, you know, just your knowledge and wisdom is amazing. And then just, you know, how quickly you can get that information for both Colette and Claudette was like, wow, he really knows his stuff, you know, so I'm definitely impressed. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And again, my angle is I come from a very spiritual, very growth-oriented perspective. So my favorite clients are those who are working on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to use astrology as a tool to deepen your personal growth, to get past crisis so you can go to the next level of your own personal evolution, that's awesome. If you are into metaphysics, spirituality, I'm deeply into that as well, and that can be a part of the session. And so that's kind of my niche of astrology, you might say.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Benjamin11. So please do take a look at that. Now, okay, what else do we have on our agenda? We're going to do a healing process, right?
Mm-hmm. So let's see. So this needs to happen in about 10 or 12 minutes, doesn't it?
I'll take your time.
Okay.
However long it takes.
Okay, so we're not on a deadline where we have to end at any certain moment?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I'm here all night.
So I'm going to ask Spirit to keep this as short as gets the job done for whoever is listening live or listening on the replay. This will be as powerful on the replay as it is live. So if you're doing it that way, then you're getting the full effect. Whoa, energy's starting to come in. So to give full strength, I'm going to invoke the directions and my allies. So I'm going to do that now. Pachamama, Mama Tia, Wiracocha, Inti, Creechi, I call my higher self, all of my angels, guides, and other divine beings. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Ama Bhagavan. I call the ascended masters. I call Benjamino, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. I call Saint Germain and Babaji, Yogananda, Sri Yukteswar. I call eagle, dragon, owl. I call Shiva, Ram, Ganesh, Kali, Krishna. I call the circle of healers. I call my ancestors. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, willing to those hearing this healing process. Please come and assist to protect this work now and into the future. I call Archangel Michael to protect, and I call my power animal as well. Okay, the set, if you who are hearing that your allies again, who are of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are welcome. So now, as you do this with us, please, if it's full attention, if you are driving or doing something that does not allow you to focus, do it later on the replay. If you are able to give it your full attention now, then welcome to the process. So please become aware of your entire body at once. And notice, do you only have awareness of your physical body, or is there also some awareness of the part of its energy? Also might be called prana, chi, current, heat, tingling, life force, anything like that. Just notice what you're feeling. If you have awareness of the subtle part, which is stronger right now, the energy part or the physical part? Don't try to change anything. Just notice what's already there. And note this. And note roughly how you're feeling. This is your baseline. And this is where you'll be operating from. So you're noting now how you feel, so you'll know how you feel afterward. So what we're going to do is use my healing invocation. I'm going to give you the, actually, let me feel. Yeah, we're going to do the full wording, but before we do it, I'm going to preview it for you. Don't repeat it yet, but I want you to have full information about it before we do it. So the preview of the invocation is as follows. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light. I'm sorry, start again. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with your loving, healing light. Please clear from me all energies that do not serve highest good. Starting now, thank you, this or something better. So if you call that, as I described earlier, it's going to pull in healing energy. You may feel challenging emotions, disturbing thoughts, physical discomfort to some degree. It may not be fun. It will not be overwhelming. You have to feel it to heal it. As you rest in passive breath awareness, as I already described on this call, the energy will go through the cycle I described. It'll stir the stuff up, and then it'll flush it out. And you will feel much better at the end of the process. And I'm asking Spirit again to do this as briefly as will give you a meaningful experience. Once you have the tool, you can use it on your own if you wish, or go to my EASE program and do it, or do it as a session with me, whatever. But this is a sort of a preview of coming attractions, more of a mini healing than a full-blown long thing. So if you're willing to feel a little discomfort in order to have the benefit of flushing that outermost layer of your onion of consciousness, then now is the time to say the words. So if you wish, repeat after me, Spirit that I am, please saturate me with your healing, loving light. Please clear from me all energies that do not serve highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Okay. Now you've done the yang part, you've called it in, now you got to go pass it. So I'm going to repeat a lot of what I said earlier about the process, but we need to know it right now. Now become aware, where in your body do you feel the breath most easily right now? As the breath comes and goes on its own. By the way, if you're in a vibration, my cat is now on my lap and she's supporting the process for us. She's a healer cat. So notice where's the breath, place your attention there, and now you let the breath breathe itself. Let it come and go however it wants. And to the best of your ability, stay here with the breath. As I said earlier, there's no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no imagining. Just feel the breath very passively like an animal with pure sensation, no thought. In terms of distractions, again, if you become aware your attention's anywhere other than the breath, don't fight it, don't try to change it, just relax back into the breath, do it very gently and very persistently and as many times as is needed. If the distraction remains in the background, that's perfectly fine. There's room for both of you. Okay, so based what I am feeling in my body right now is the composite of everyone who's either doing this call live or will do it in the future. So it feels pretty intense right now. So at least most of us right now are having a pretty strong energy intensity. Again, I reassure you, it will not be too much. I've been teaching this cycle for over 6 years, or almost 6 years. Never had a single report it ever got too much. Do not block or filter or regulate the energy, please. Stay fully open. You will only get what you can handle, and what you're getting is being sent direct from your higher self or through any spiritual beings that are acting as its servants right now. In other words, they're coming from a trustworthy source. So relax, let the energy come in. And some of you now, many of you are now feeling the energy flowing out the hands and the feet. That's the waste energy I described, the uses of pucha, C-H-A. It's from the Quechua language in South America. It means waste energy. Just let it go. That's the heavy stuff you don't need. That's the stuff that's been causing you pain and suffering. You're better off without it. Let that flow out like water. If you feel heat in your body, that's the friction of the light coming in and kind of burning out the dark. And for some of us, instead of a flow, we're getting a transmutation. The energy is not going anywhere, but it's actually shifting from dark to light right where it is. So again, you at the level don't control any of this. You just let it happen. The whole point is you've handed over control to your higher self, and it's running the show. It's so much better at this than your ego ever could be. Your wise course is to not even try to help and just relax. In fact, if you do try to help at the ego level through effort, willpower, visualizing, you're going to shut it down or slow it down. Once you invoke free will like that, your higher self has to back off in this system. So please stay passive. Assume I'm helpless to do this for myself. I have to let the divine do it for me. Stay with passive breath awareness no matter what happens. You are in such safe, protected space right now, even if it feels challenging. Nothing's going to come up you're not ready to deal with. If you've got a big trauma, only the little bit of it that you're ready for will come up for healing. And if you're in a situation where you can freely express, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or wail or holler, and that's okay in the environment you're in, just let it rip. The body is so smart. It knows how to clear and release if we just don't get in its way. Of course, if you freak people out right now, then make a note. But I'm on my own. Sometimes I get big vibrations in the body, shakeouts, stuff like that. So just, if possible, let the body do what it needs to do to clear. It's really smart. and I'm feeling that the healing energy is now peaking. So let's give it a moment longer to be at strong flow. Most of us now, it feels like about a nice strong flow, especially in the arms. So just let that stuff dump out your hands, please. And each of us is getting our own unique experience. If it doesn't match exactly what I'm describing is the majority experience. If that's not what you're experiencing, then don't try to match it. Just let your experience be what it is. And we don't jump in and control this. We allow it to be exactly what it is. We are trusting that part of us that's so much smarter, so much more powerful than our ego to handle it. What I love about this healing invocation is that the ego doesn't have to know nothing. All you have to know is how to call in a healing invocation and how to relax and receive it. All the details your divine handles. And now I'm starting to move into a deeper state of bliss and ecstasy, which lets me know that most of us are as well. So if you're not super energy sensitive, this will feel more like just deeper calmness or relaxation. If you are more sensitive to energy, it may be more specifically like bliss or ecstasy. And if you are real visual, there may be a visual component to it. Some of us are more sensory. It'll just be more of a feeling state. That's more like what I do. So just notice right now if you aren't feeling better, if enough of that heavy stuff hasn't cleared, that you're feeling at least lighter, more peaceful, more relaxed. And, in fact, if you are more sensitive, you may, in fact, maybe going into bliss or ecstasy right now. Just let it be whatever it is. The altered state, believe it or not, is your natural state. This is the real you here. We'll talk about altered states, but the fact is most people walking around without awareness of the spiritual, they're the ones in the altered state. As we begin to move deeper into this bliss and ecstasy, we discover, oh, this was my natural state all along. Who knew? Okay. And I'm getting, Shefali, we're far enough along now we can resume conversation. However, the healing energy is going to continue to work for a while longer for most of the folks who are doing this with us, again, live or on the recording. So is there anything you're called to say right now?
Well, I was just going to share, I had a sore neck earlier, well, actually for 3 weeks now. And I noticed, just a few minutes ago, it was really, really aching. And I noticed during this process that pain is gone, and it's like, oh,
wow.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. Oh, is it? And I even turned my neck and it's like, yeah, it's not there. Okay, cool.
Yay.
So, I wanted to share that really quickly with everyone too, that, it can be as simple as that, as a pain in the neck that can be shifted and changed with, healing energy processes like this. So thank you.
No, my pleasure. I'm glad you had a good result.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm a feeler, so I feel energy a lot, So for me, I'm still feeling a lot of pressure in my heart space. And so I know it's just releasing and clearing and, but it's all good because, I've had a lot of pain, heartache, in my life. So I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. Let it go, And so it's not about forcing it. It's just letting it be, and being present in this moment, in the energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The way I think of it is you delegate it to the higher self and you let it do it,
Yes. Yes, and that's the surrender part. I can do that surrendering, surrendering to my higher self and letting my higher self handle this stuff, In other areas of my life, this word surrender doesn't work very well, but in this, it definitely does.
I make a distinction. If there's something that has to happen on 3D, Benjamin has to do that. If it's a spiritual or energy thing, I totally delegate it to my higher self, and it does it, like I said, so much better than Benjamin ever could. So it's knowing... Part of the wisdom of awakening is knowing when to delegate.
Yes, that's true. Oh, good point. That's a big one. Good point. I like that. So Is there anything else that the listeners need to know about this energy process and what they should do after?
Well, there is no after per se. It tends to kind of clear and wrap up on its own, but I'll remind them that the complete instruction set is accessed from astroshaman.com. Find the purple banner, which says Heal and Awaken Invocations, again, on a big screen device. It's right there on the top on the sidebar on a smaller screen device. You scroll down a bit to find it. But click that. It'll take you to that page with four blog posts. Again, the master article is the first one with the Blue Angel Invocations for Healing and Awakening, which does have some information on healing, but the full healing description is given in the fourth post with the Screaming Man that starts with the title, Your Negative Reactions. Well, the full title, Your Negative Reactions, Golden Opportunities for Clearing and Awakening. And I'll mention again, I did a radical revision on both those posts just a few days ago. And if you've read them before that, there's much more information, much richer, much easier to use now than they used to be.
Wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing is like there's so much information on your website and you have so much information and wisdom when it comes to astrology, when it comes to energy work and healing. That I'm sure, you know, that the listeners can definitely benefit from having a session with you, whether it's, you know, 1 hour, 90 minutes or 2 hours, depending on how in-depth they'd like to go. So it's definitely something that, you know, people can look at and they can check out the special offer page for that. And also don't forget that just on the main page, you're offering that quick chart as well, you know, quick check chart. I forgot what that was.
Yeah,
put charts. Yeah, so you know they can take advantage of that as well and take a look at that and see how that can help them. But was there anything else that you wanted to share with the listeners today about either the astrology part or the spirituality or the healing before we end for the day? I don't want to end. I just want to stay in this energy, but.
Well, what I want to emphasize right now is my belief, and it's shared by a lot of people I know, is we are in the dawning of a golden age right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to understand it's not about cruising or laying in a hammock anymore. It's about dynamic personal growth. It's about being willing and eager to do your shadow work to get down to the core of the onion. So those of us who are conscious and wishing to awaken, and I assume that's the vast majority of your listeners here, you know, just know it's intense, it's fast, it's very electric right now, and it's supposed to be. And if you're listening to this, chances are you're one of those people who came to help out. You're part of the Global Awakening team. And job one is your personal awakening, because you, unless you're awake yourself, you are not a super effective tool. So my own philosophy personally, and that I recommend for those who resonate, is kind of three basic ideas. One, keep deepening your awakening. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. It always gets better. Don't settle for your current state. Whatever your most effective tool or way of getting there, keep doing it. Second is serve others if you are so inclined. I personally, there's to be the most satisfying thing I do, or none. And service automatically gives you huge rewards in consciousness. It accelerates your own growth and healing when you help others, so it's an awesome thing to do. But again, do it in the way that delights you and lights you up. In the way.
Exactly.
And there was a third, but I'm not coming up with it. So those two were a great start anyway.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the point. Sometimes when you're in this energy, you know, your mind doesn't always work as you would like, you know. I mean, how many times have I have said my mind gone blank? It's like, I'm blank, can't get anything.
Oh, actually, there is one that it wasn't what I intended to say, but it's what's coming in now.
Mm-hmm.
Be flexible. What I'm discovering is, you know, things, scheduling and planning, it's getting less and less predictable, more and more chaotic. And
yes,
part of that is to teach you to go with the flow and not be so fixed to the way you thought things were going to be. Be really flexible as best you can. That's a big lesson I've had the last year, is learning how to be way more flexible than I was.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Yeah, and listen to your own inner guidance. It will guide you moment by moment if you let it, if you're open enough. And just, you know, ask each moment, how can I serve your spirit? How can I render him best possible?
And, you know,
the more amazing it becomes. Yeah.
And that's beautiful. And with that, with this point that you're making about being of service and doing something that you truly enjoy. Just as a quick aside, you know, I sent out an email today about a live group call that I'm doing on Saturday, and it is just, you know, it's like, it's just a free call, you know, where I get to do, I get to share, you know, my wisdom, my energy work, my energy tools with my listeners, you know, and it's like, I'm so looking forward to it. I haven't done it in a while. And it's like, yeah, I enjoy that. It's fun for me. Right. And so do what is feels good for you. And for me, that's being of service. So how can I be of service and do something that I like? You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to do that, you know, and I'm looking forward to that. And so that was just, you know, an insight that I got earlier in the day, you know, and then I jumped on it. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this right now. So it's about when you
good
get those
you.
Insights, you know, move on it, right? Like that's what Benjamin was saying earlier.
Yeah, one final insight I'll share is, you know, if you are on the Awakening team, and many of us are, you're one piece in a very big jigsaw puzzle. And the way you know how to fit your piece in at each moment is, what am I currently being guided to do intuitively? I've actually recently developed a higher definition of life purpose. And to me, the highest purpose I know is, am I doing the thing that my intuition just told me to do?
Mm.
Without even having a sense of what moves forward, without even thinking that. So that is as well.
Yeah, and that's about being in the flow and listening to your intuition and following it in each moment, not knowing what the final outcome is going to look like, not knowing what the final result is going to look like, right? But having faith and trust in the universe, in spirit, you know, and just going with it. Sometimes it's blindly,
yeah.
But, you know, you just go with it and see what happens, right?
Yeah, you follow your intuition, and I call that like text messages from God. You know, it's the most infallible source of information I'm aware of.
Yeah. And that's such a cool term, text messages from God. You know, it's fun. Yeah. So thank you. All right. I think we're good. And people can continue to stay in this energy for, you know, as long as you want, or as long as you can feel it. Just be present and just be with, just be present and just be with the breath. Just follow the breath and then see how that feels for you. So thank you, Benjamin. This has been so much fun, so much wisdom. Thank you for the healing energy. Like I said, it helped me, you know, greatly. So thank you.
Good.
And
Benjamin
thanks.
Can't really take credit, but I was the conduit the best I could be.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, everybody, for being here on the call with us and taking the time out of your busy schedule and co-creating the space with, you know, with us. And check out Benjamin's website, astroshaman.com, as well as the special offer that we have at awakentohappinessnow.com/Benjamin11. All right, so thank you, everyone. We'll see you again tomorrow. So until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.